Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, March 2nd, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. Facebook launched 3D photos on its app back in 2018, which used dual-camera smartphones to post images with backgrounds that moved when scrolling or tilting a device. Facebook now announced it can produce 3D photos from virtually any 2D image, including ones previously uploaded to the service. This uses a neural network to map the estimated depth of each pixel in a 2D image, something previously supplied by the secondary portrait camera. Viewing the photos requires the Facebook mobile app on an iPhone 7 or newer or a recent mid-range Android device. The provisions on the governance of the online information content ecosystem, originally announced on December 15th, went into effect in China over the weekend. According to Jeremy Daum of the China Law Translate Project, the new law splits online content into three groups: illegal, which includes dissemination of rumors, disrupting economic and social order, and destroying national unity; negative content, which includes sensationalizing headlines and content that would have a negative impact to the online information ecosystem; and encouraged, with things like positive and wholesome content and spreading economic and social achievement. The law also bans rumors, as well as threats, insults, and doxing individuals. Organizers of the Game Developers Conference announced the event will be postponed, with plans to hold a GDC event sometime this summer. GDC was scheduled for March 16th through the 20th in San Francisco, but presenters like Sony, EA, Activision Blizzard, Unity, and Epic Games announced they would not attend due to concerns around the COVID-19 outbreak. The Independent Games Festival and Game Developers Choice Awards, ordinarily held at the event, will be streamed on Twitch during the week that the event was scheduled, and organizers offered to host videos of any conference speakers on its YouTube channel and the free section of the GDC Vault. A new note from Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo estimates that Chinese iPhone production won't improve until Q2 2020 as a result of delays and low labor return rates at factories due to the continuing COVID-19 outbreak. Camera lens shipments from Genius Electronic Optical have particularly dwindled, with Apple holding a one-month inventory and production not expected to pick up until at least May. Vivo's latest Apex concept phone features a 48-megapixel gimbal camera below the zoom camera. Vivo says it achieves optical stabilization in the front, back, and left-right inclined directions with enhanced performance. This design was inspired by a chameleon's eyeball. Meanwhile, Xiaomi's vice president Chang Cheng posted a video demonstrating a new 40-watt wireless charging technology. The video showed a 4,000 mAh device being charged from 0 to 57% in 20 minutes and fully charged in 40 minutes. It's unclear when this 40-watt charging technology will make it into production devices. Microsoft announced that Cortana skills, including music, connected home, and other third-party skills, will no longer be available in the upcoming updated Cortana experience on Windows 10, which will instead focus on productivity. Some of Microsoft's top skill integrations include Xbox, Fitbit, Philips Hue, Spotify, and SmartThings from Samsung. AT&T launched its AT&T TV streaming service in the U.S., which offers a similar channel lineup to DirecTV, but comes over the internet rather than by satellite. Pricing starts at $50 for the first year, but requires a two-year contract, with the price increasing to $93 a month in the second year. One Android TV receiver is included, with additional boxes available for $120, and includes apps to other streaming services and a 500-hour DVR. AT&T began testing the service in 13 markets last year. Following an inquiry by BuzzFeed News, Apple suspended the developer accounts of Clearview AI, preventing its iOS app from operating. Clearview was distributing the app through Apple's Enterprise Developer Program to clients, which allows for apps to be distributed internally, but expressly forbids use by third parties. According to an Apple spokesperson, Clearview AI has 14 days to respond. Clearview AI also offers Android and desktop apps. A Twitter account for Andrew Waltz, a Republican candidate for U.S. Congress in Rhode Island, was verified by Twitter earlier this month. Unfortunately, the account was not created by Waltz, but by a 17-year-old high school student in New York State. He told CNN he created the account over the holiday break because he was bored. He downloaded a picture from This Person Does Not Exist and created a fake website as well. He also created a page for the candidate on Ballotpedia, which requires a survey to be filled out for any candidate information to be created. Ballotpedia partners with Twitter and submitted a list of candidates to Twitter that included the fake Waltz. Ballotpedia says this was because it does not distinguish declared candidates from filed in its list and will do so in the future. And finally, Alphabet's X Lab announced a new project called Tidal, which looks into ways to protect the ocean, preserve its ability to sustain life, and use it as a sustainable food source. Tidal's first project uses computer vision with underwater camera footage to monitor individual fishes in fish farms to detect behavior not visible to the human eye. This could allow farmers to make more efficient decisions in feeding and raising fish, leading to less environmental impact. The Financial Times reports that Tidal is working with farms based in Europe and Asia to track several species, including salmon and yellowtail. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And you can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.